he essentially refuted the statement from Marion Harkin. But I think there's an opportunity in all of this. I've no doubt Marion Harkin believes that she had secured what was probably planned by the HSC in the region, that I suppose you would have a divide and conquer as usual, a little bit for Letterkenny, a little bit for Sligo, but never enough for both of us. Our people are left behind. I mean, we know if we look at a map of Ireland, look at major services, if you go north of the Galway to Dublin line, all of us are failed. We're second-class citizens. So for me, the focus needs to be now on uniting together and having a surgical hub at Sligo and Letterkenny, and making sure that our people get the same services as anybody else in the rest of the state.
Certainly, that seems like a realistic goal in the long term, but certainly in the short term, Deputy McLaughlin, two hubs for the Northwest probably isn't a runner, you'd have to concede.
Well, I got costings recently for what a surgical hub could cost, and the range is, the middle of the range is 30 million. Now, 30 million for Sligo and 30 million for Letterkenny, 60 million in total, you know, for a population, if you combine it together, if you take the whole region, I would imagine it's in around 350,000. That's not a lot of money for 350,000 people to have the same health services as the rest of the country. So there's a big opportunity here, and we need to be ambitious for our region. We need to stop the divide and conquer that happens with government negotiations and deals and all these side negotiations. What we want here is the end of the nonsense. We need to unite together in this region, in the Northwest region, from Malinhead down to Roscommon, North Mayo, Sligo, Leitrim, Donegal, unite together and demand equality in health services for all of our people. And if we do that, that's a very good outcome from all of this.
Has there been any indication as to when we'll get more information on a potential decision? We do know that the Health Minister, Jennifer Carroll-McNeill, was going to take a few weeks to mull over what's on the table as it relates to both Sligo and Donegal.
Yeah, I mean, the problem has been, and this is the good that's come out of the controversy in recent times. I think there was a view, right, we have six surgical hubs, we have two in Dublin, the usual, Waterford, Cork, Limerick, Galway, nothing north of that. God, we better put one up there now, and Asher will stick it in Sligo. I think they were getting away with the usual thinking, and there's been pushback in Donegal because I really want your listeners in Sligo, Leitrim, those counties to understand, we could lose our surgical services here. We could lose our emergency department. It has happened in Enniskillen, and right in the middle of our region, just over the border in Enniskillen, exactly what is threatened in Letterkenny has happened. So this is a reality for us. So let's stand together here, stand up for our region, and use this opportunity of this current period where the minister is considering it to push for two surgical hubs delivered at exactly the same time in the region. And if we achieve that together, that's a very good outcome.